so sorry about that. I accidentally hung up. However, we'll just leave where we left off.
I thought maybe it was the little guy that did it, that's why I thought, I'll call back. What I'm gonna do is I'll text you my direct line right now, that way if it happens again, you can call me. But what we're going to do right now, just to kind of backtrack, is we'll go through the voice verification recording, and some of it's a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Justin Jones for mobile service.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Chantel Martin, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And that, of course, is just to ensure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 8th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, the client interview takes typically 20, maybe 30 minutes max. I'll tell you which times I have available, and you can tell me what works best. I have an 11 o'clock, which is coming up pretty quickly here, a 1 o'clock, or a 2 o'clock. What do you think works
best? Let's do a 1 o'clock. That works.
Okay, yeah, it gives you a little bit of time. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm blocking out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They are going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, Chantel, I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public. So I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So can you check on the 5638 line if you got a text from me right now that says thank you from choosing Local Splash?
Yes, just a moment.
Okay. There's a link in there. All you have to do, it's pretty simple. You just click on the link, scroll to the bottom, plug your name in. I think there's a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized. And then once you hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and password. Now, don't worry about that right now. That will be provided for you after the client interview, but that's your sign that it did go through. And then also, since you had a middle initial on the billing, also include the middle initial if you were to do that. Okay, so moving forward, for SMS, for text messages, this wouldn't be published, but you would prefer those coming to your phone rather than your husband, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me fix that. Give me one second here. Okay, go ahead. What's that number?
It's 425.
Mm-hmm.
319-5084.
5084?
Yes.
Okay, so 425-319-5084. So what I did is I just removed the number that we're talking on, and I added this one in the cell phone field. So moving forward, text messages will come to you, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome. And if you get the username for the account, don't panic. It's just because I created it under this number. Chances are the username is going to be your husband's 10-digit phone number. But remember, for correspondence with us, I don't have that number on the account. That will just be the username to get in, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so you're all good to go. Welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you, Chantel. I know you're absolutely going to be thrilled with it. So have a very profitable year, and then my technician will be calling you around 1 o'clock today, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys' help and what you did for me, and I will talk to you again.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that, and take care of that little guy, too. He's a lot of fun, I bet, huh?
He is. It has an ups and downs, but yes, having a little muscle, it is a...
I have a grandson that is a year and a half almost, and he loves the Minions and the Despicable Me movies. Is your little guy into those too, or has he not seen them yet?
I guess he's seen them, but he hasn't really paid attention yet.
Oh. So he's all boy if he's not going to pay attention to a movie like that. He's probably just on the go all the time right now, huh?
Definitely on the go all the time.
I love it. That's so cool. Well, enjoy your time with him, and then we'll be talking to you soon. And then you have my number, so, you know, if you ever want to talk to me in the future, you could just use that 3-digit extension of 777 that I texted you. If you ever want to call in and make an update, all you have to do is hit option 1, and anybody can help you. And we're available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day, Chantel.
You too. All right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.